This is Raise the Roof with Letitia Henke on KSRO. Letitia Henke has proudly served as the CEO of ARS Roofing and Gutters for over 21 years, leading a company known for its high-quality residential and commercial roofing and gutter services. Beyond her success in business, Letitia is deeply committed to giving back to her community through her nonprofit organization, The Lime Foundation. She's been recognized countless times for her dedication to supporting at-risk youth in Sonoma County, helping them build brighter futures through education, training, and career opportunities. Please join me in giving a warm welcome to Letitia Henke.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Raise the Roof. What is Raise the Roof about? We celebrate people in our community who are actively contributing or have expertise in the field of construction. And today I have a wonderful guest with me today, Ryan Kelly with WSI Smart Marketing. He's going to be giving some really great tips for contractors, so we'll see him in just a moment. But I always like to start off with a few announcements. So, you know, this is the month of July, so what are we all celebrating? It's, of course, 4th of July is coming up, and you know that's where we celebrate the commemorating of the adoption of the Declaration of Independence. And however you celebrate 4th of July this year, I would love to just put a message out there to make sure you do it safely and with love and compassion. That's what all I could ask for, right? But there's also something we'd like to celebrate this year in the month of July, and that's Disability Pride Month. I grew up with foster brothers and sisters that were disabled as my foster brothers and sisters. And so I like to celebrate Disability Pride Month because it celebrates diversity and accomplishments of people with disabilities. And I don't know if you're familiar with a nonprofit called Common Ground Society, but they are absolutely amazing. Went to their gala this year and can't wait to go next year. So I definitely highly recommend that you look them up and see the wonderful work that they're doing in the disabled community. And again, that's called Common Ground Society. I'll make sure I list that website for you. So let's have a great celebration month of July. Speaking of galas, I do have one gala I love talking about, and that's my gala with the Lime Foundation, which is coming up on September the 11th at the Luther Burbank Center. And what's so great, you know, last year with the funds that we raised, we were able to add, you know, an extra career navigator to help with our youth, with our Next Gen Trades Academy, help them to find careers in the construction trades. We were able to add two additional classes this year because of the funds we raised last year. So that's 40 extra youth we're able to help this year. That's been very exciting for us to have, you know, 10 classes now every year. So again, that is coming up on September the 11th. If you are interested in coming and celebrating with us and just hearing more about what we're doing in the community, go to BelieveLime.com, and you can go there, and not only will you be able to see some of the videos and photos from last year, but we also have a really great fundraising opportunity. If you're not able to come to the gala, we're going to be having a raffle called the Golden Ticket Raffle, and that Golden Ticket Raffle is for a trip to Cabo, Mexico. So if you're looking for to have a really great vacation, you can definitely go to BelieveLime.com and check out that Golden Ticket Raffle and see if you might be winning that trip. So those are really great ways to support us. And I do also want to give out a shout out to some of our supporters of the Lime Foundation. Not only is Ryan, you know, who's here today from WSI Smart Marketing, he's been a sponsor of ours from the very, very beginning. But we'd like to thank the Federated Indians of Great Rancheria, Redwood Credit Union, Sonoma Designers, Fondare Finish Construction, and Active 2030 Club 50 for their generous, generous sponsorships this year. You know, our sponsors are the reason why we're able to do this event and raise the funds to be able to continue to grow and expand our program. So a big shout out to all of you and many of our other sponsors as well. So thank you again. Now, let's go to the thing that you guys all came here for, and that's roofing, right? Roofing tips. That's what you want to hear about. I could talk about roofing all day long. This is Ask the Expert, so I must talk about roofing for a couple moments here. Now, I appreciate all of the emails and the messages that you guys send me. A lot of people want to ask additional questions. They want me to elaborate on some things. And the thing that I got the most response about was someone wanted to know a little bit more about roof warranties and why they really matter and why they're really important. So today I'm going to really talk more about why looking at that roofing warranty is important when you are getting those bids for your roof. You know, a lot of people go straight to the price. We all do that, right? I'm guilty of it too. Come on. But the truth is that there's a lot there for you to really look at. You know, there's contractors that will give you only a 5-year workmanship warranty, or maybe only a 10-year workmanship warranty, when you could spend a couple extra $1,000 and have a lifetime warranty, right? So I'm going to talk a little bit about that today. Warranties ensure that your materials meet a very high standard. So for example, we do a lot of IB roof systems, single ply roofing for flat roofs. They carry a 15 to 30 year warranty on a commercial flat roof and a lifetime warranty on a residential flat roof. So that's why we use that product, because if you're going to put down $30,000 to $100,000 for your roof, you want to make sure you're not necessarily having to do it again in your lifetime, right? So, and then you can pass that on to, you know, people if you sell your home, or if you're going to pass it around to the family, those warranties are transferable. So that's why we're very proud to be Master Elite Installers for GAF, which is the shingle manufacturer, because there are only 2% of roofers nationwide that hold that Master Elite, and that allows you to get a warranty directly from the manufacturer. So whether I am here or not, you're still going to have a 25-year workmanship warranty directly from that manufacturer. So that's a very valuable thing, and I ask people to just take a look at those bids and making sure that these contractors are giving you really good, solid warranties. Another thing that's really important is that warranties boost your home value and like your buyer confidence. So when someone's going to buy a new house, don't you go and take a look at I know when I was buying a new house, I was looking at the roof. I'm like, if I have to do this roof, that's going to be a problem, right? It's expensive. It's noisy. So when you are getting a warranty, you want to be able to transfer that warranty to a new owner. So you want to tell your realtor, hey, this is a lifetime roof that we can transfer to a new owner. That's very valuable to someone who's looking to buy a home. So remember that as well. And the very last thing I wanted to mention is just simply peace of mind. Again, if you know that you have a warranty that's backed by a manufacturer, it won't matter whether the roofing company is in business or not. You still have something to fall back on completely from the manufacturer. And that peace of mind is also very valuable as well. A strong warranty protects you from unexpected repair costs, and it gives you confidence that your investment is protected long term. So I hope those are great reasons to, you know, look at those type of things besides just the price. And, you know, when you call ARS Roofing, remember who's standing behind that roof, because at ARS, we stand behind ours with integrity, quality, and the kind of warranties that give you true protection. So when we come back, we're going to come back with Ryan after this commercial break, and we'll talk to you in a minute. All right, everybody, we are back, and we are with Ryan Kelly with WSI Smart Marketing. I've been working with Ryan for about 10 years now, which has just been amazing. It's probably over 10 years, but if I know the 10-year part, and he's a big supporter of the Lion Foundation, and I really wanted to have him come on because I knew he would be a really huge help for contractors. So Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, can you tell our listeners a little bit about WSI Smart Marketing?
Sure, absolutely. So WSI Smart Marketing, I get asked a lot, what is WSI? Well, it stands for We Simplify the Internet. We're an online marketing agency that specializes in helping organizations get found online, capitalize on lead generation from the internet, work with them on their social media and paid advertising.
Sweet. All these years, I had no idea that's what it stood for. So thank you. Guess I need to spend more time with you, Ryan.
Now this was all worth it.
Well, here's the deal. I know that you do a lot of stuff in the community around AI. There's a lot of buzz going around, fear, curiosity around it. You know, should business owners be worried that AI will like disrupt their marketing or slow down their lead flow?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. I get asked that all the time. And it won't only disrupt your marketing and slow down your lead flow, but it could interrupt your internal processes, mm-hmm. your hiring, your training. It could do a lot of harm. But just like fire, it can do harm and it can do good. So it really depends on how you harness it, how you use it, the things that you can understand that it could affect. So absolutely, yeah. I mean, when you look at the way that people use the internet and websites and their online search patterns and behaviors, if you look at buying advertising and all these new platforms and how it optimizes things to make your buying power stronger and with AI, absolutely, it can without a doubt disrupt your online marketing.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So for contractors or people that are in the trades like roofers, electricians and such, what's a smart first step for starting to use AI in their marketing or their day-to-day operations?
Yeah, I remember I had a wonderful woman in my conference room not long ago. Her name was Letitia, and she owns and operates a couple of amazing local organizations, and she asked me that question. And the answer was this: you probably don't realize it, but software systems you're already using that you rely on within your business are already having native AI integrations. Think about this: your CRM, your management system for how you manage the relationships with your clients, your email marketing platform that you already use for your monthly newsletter, whatever these backbone structures are, software systems that you already have in the business, there's a good chance that there's AI features now that are a part of those that will already be tied into your systems, already be tied into your customer lists, already tied into things you're already doing, but to make them better. And everyone gets scared of adopting new processes and doing new things. But oftentimes, if you want to know how to eat an elephant, it's one bite at a time. And that is an easy bite to take. You're already familiar with the software system. You're already doing some of the processes. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is figure out what AI can do within what you're doing to make it better.
Well, I was shocked when you told me that people were searching me through these, you know, AI platforms. I'm like, well, how? You know, how are they finding me through that? You know, we're all familiar with Google, right? You know, we Google stuff all the time. But, you know, how is it different that, you know, how is Google or how is that different than AI? And what does that mean for how we like search online today?
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna nerd out on this for just a minute. So think of Google like a librarian that we've been going to the library to see for like a decade and more, where we would go to this search engine and we would say, well, who's the best roofing company in town for me to help me with my roof? It's ARS Roofing. There's a plug. But this librarian would say, here's the row or the aisle of the library with all your websites, your review sites, your podcasts, your webinars, all the things that you would need to make an educated decision on your own. And that's been how we've operated. But now we have AI, which is, get this, an answer engine. So now we go to this librarian and we say, hey, who's the best roofing company in town? And AI says, this is interesting. Well, I've read every website, I've listened to every podcast, I've watched every webinar, I've seen every image, I've read every social media post ever created, and guess what? The answer to your question is this. So really, when we talk about how marketing online is changing, we're really trying to understand, well, what are the signals that AI is using to say ARS Roofing is the best roofing company in town? And that's the real difference between how Google was and what AI is.
Wow. You geeked out on that for sure, but that was awesome.
Yeah, it was fun for me too.
Yeah, I needed to hear that because that's, you know, of course AI is saying ARS Roofing, but, you know, I need to hear how and why it's important for contractors to be in that realm and to actually start, you know, learning more about this and not being scared of it. You know, I know you're curious still, but maybe hire someone who knows this stuff like Ryan and he can really explain it because he helped me so much to just understand it more. There was a lot of confusion. So, Ryan, I know you guys do a lot more than just AI. So, What are some other ways that contractors can increase their marketing that you do in your services?
Yeah, so this is actually, I'm going to riff on this a little bit because I think that if you're in a trades industry, if you're a roofer, an electrician, if you're a contractor and a builder, a flooring specialist, you probably are familiar with search engine optimization, the idea of coming up aggressively online when people search for an organization like yours. Well, that's changing. Imagine now that you go to an AI search like ChatGPT. or Perplexity, which is up and coming. And our searching is going to change. We've been saying, who's the best roofing company near me? Our search is, our behavior is going to change in search, and it's going to become things like, who is the best roofing company in Sonoma County that has at least a 4.5-star rating or better, that's active in social media and philanthropic with young adults looking for work in the trades industry? All of a sudden, our easy, simple search we would type in is becoming complex. Mm-hmm. We're able to say all these things that are decision-making factors, and that's where other parts of what we do come into play. Tactical search engine optimization is still important, making sure your website is fast and things like that. Content marketing needs to be adapted. Are you talking about the right things? Do you have the right amount or words on a page? Are you answering questions directly? But beyond that, are you managing your social media properly? So if you're a trades company and man, you're killing it out there, working on the ground or working in the air or working on a building, but man, you just can't really nail down how to manage your culture on social media. Not only is that something we do, but it's something that we do well, and it's something that's going to completely kind of give you the opportunity to come up in AI search, which historically, good social media has not really helped you come up in search engine optimization. So we don't just do the tactical SEO and make sure that the words on the pages are right, and we do a lot of work with content marketing and making sure that we're answering real questions, but we do the social media, and we also do a lot of paid search. So seasonality, companies that are looking for help in seasonality come to us all the time.
Yeah, so I can definitely attest to that, because I do not have time to do social media posts and doing videos and taking all the pictures and putting the pictures and tagging people and hashtag. What is a hashtag? I don't know what a hashtag
is. Tisha, you're okay. One of those people that's everywhere all the time.
I just don't have time for it. So hiring you guys, having you be a part of that has been really, really great, because you've been able to go in and just make sure that, you know, anything that's coming up, you're putting it on there, and I don't have to think about it. And you'll send, you know, once a month you say, hey, do you like all these things? I'm like, I love it. Post it. And then you've done it all for me. And people react to it. They always, I love the fact that people react to it. So I just love the work that you guys do. It's very special
to
me.
Thank you, Leticia.
And just again, as a business that wants to stay relevant and be in the community, that's important to me, to make sure that, you know, that's happening and that I don't have to do it. So I want to thank you. Ryan is a great guy. You guys, if you don't know Ryan, you need to actually meet him. He's actually really funny. During COVID, when we were doing our gala, and we were doing an online.
Oh, no.
Yep, I'm going to tell them this. We were doing an online gala because, you know, we couldn't have one in person. Everyone, you know how we are. You know, we're wearing our pajama bottoms and stuff like that. You know, well, you know, Ryan shows up in his whole onesie.
It was a beautiful Monsters, Inc. onesie. I'm like, you can wear your pajama bottoms and your tuxedo top, but I'm going to wear my Monsters, Inc. onesie.
Yes. We all had our glamour dresses on the screen, and Ryan, he had his amazing onesie. It was hilarious, and it was a lot of fun, and it just shows, you know, what a great personality that he
has.
So I appreciate you, everything that you do for us. And again, if you guys want to get in touch with Ryan, I highly recommend that you get in touch with him at WSI Smart Marketing.com. You can go right online. We'll make sure to post it as well, so that way you guys can go check them out. And Ryan, thank you again for being on the show.
It was an honor. Thanks for having me, Leticia.
So everybody, I will look forward to seeing you next month in August for Raise the Roof with Leticia Henke. I hope you all have a wonderful and blessed day. Instead of me